of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Michael Jackson here doing the J Files New Music Friday. Give it up for the J Files, everybody. Woo!
False. It's me, Jay Reezy. Y'all know that was a good Michael impression. Y'all know that was a good one. That was a good one. But we back with Jay Reezy, Jay the Sleazy, Jabari Crenshaw, your host. This is right here. Exactly. So, we gonna get into it, y'all. Welcome back to another New Music Friday of the J-Files. Man, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I got a lot of good new music. I got, y'all can obviously tell what the hot topic is gonna be, but I'm gonna pretend like y'all don't know. So, yeah, we're going to get into the New Music Friday with Jay Reezy for the J-Files at WNUC 90.5 FM and digital. Let's get into it, chat.
I didn't expect to be here, but I inspected that expectation to know that once I got here, it was clear that I was meant to be here.
That's the minute I can say, oh, my clothes, hello, hop to my feet and say, oh, oh, it's finally time for my clothes, I'm ready to go, I've been living a sweet dream, nightmares couldn't find me, right where I've been flying, aligned with my timing. Do it for love, you can't lose. Make them then I break my rules. Can't check for my pool. Spitting to the stage in my open bag. You look mighty, really like. Seen me with open eyes. Stayed up 20 years. Saint those joyful tears. So let it go, cause it'll go more than you know. Give up control and it'll flow. So let it be, and you can see the proof that you need. That's the man that can sing, oh, oh. Guess it's time for my closer. Hello, hello, hello. Hop to my feet and sing, oh, oh, oh. It's finally time for my closer. I'm ready to go. I've been walking on my own path. So many said they can't do the math. They thought that they could divide me down, but look, it's all adding up now. So get your calculator, 4 plus 4 equals 8. So if you slow, you better get about my way. It's about fan out of clearing out my plane. They look mighty, really like. Seen me with open eyes. Stayed up 20 years. Saint those joyful tears. So let it go, cause it'll go more than you know. Give up control and it'll flow. So let it be, and you can see I'm the proof that you need. I'll snap my neck and say, oh, oh, oh. I hear the snap on my clothes up. Hello, hello, hello. Hop to my feet and say, oh. I'm ready to go. So, do your
big, 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 big.
Do your big,
big, big,
do your big one.
Close up. Hello, hello, hello.
hop to my feet and say, oh, it's finally time for my clothes. I'm ready to go.
Away.
right. That was Boy in Red by Isaiah Rashad and SZA, Marmalade by India Sean, and then Hello by Duran Bernard. Man, I really enjoyed that Duran Bernard song. Gotta get y'all motivated. It's nice and sunny outside. Go outside to some grass, y'all. This is him coming off of his latest Grammy win. Very deserving. He puts a lot of spirit in his music, and I really, really enjoy it. So yeah, I'm very excited to see. And so I'm about to play these new couple of songs, but this next song is going to be Fallen by Chris Brown and Leon Thomas. I know. People don't like Chris Brown, and I understand. I get it. He's done a lot of things in his past. He's done a lot of things in his past, no doubt. And that's I'm just gonna leave it at that. But he has this new album coming out called Brown, and so this is also his 20th year anniversary of his first studio, his debut studio album, Chris Brown, his self-titled. And so he got this little Michael Jackson thing going on, where he's like leaning on the side, like the famous Thriller album. And so it's a couple of artists that have been doing that. I really want to know what y'all think about this, and if y'all going to stream Chris Brown's new album. I guess he definitely be making the radio hits, and I guess this is the radio. But anyways, and it is my choice. I do enjoy his music, but I don't support the things he's done in the past. I don't know what he'd be doing now, though, because that's out my pay grade. Anyways, we're going to keep it pushing. We got Fallen by Chris Brown and Leon Thomas, and a lot of more music coming after this. This is the J Files. Stay tuned.
Let it go. Oh, no. They never said our break would be like this. Yeah, bound without a sound. On my knees. And my heart's on the ground.
Heart's on the ground.
I'd wait a long time. Cross that road. For you, girl, I would've gone through the fire. Almost lost my soul. But you knew, somehow, girl, you made me whole.
Oh,
make me whole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said I slept, fell. Ain't doing too well. Tryna plant my feet on the floor. Can't believe how I'm falling.
Cause now it's me that I'm not sure of.
You were the cash that I threw back. Baby, that was a mistake. So, look how where you fit in. Guess it was always that way from the beginning. No, 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 no. Used to dilate my eyes, so I'm petrified that I missed all this time with you. I'll keep it above. Like, I don't really get momentary lapses of regret. Shit. But that was dumb, out of sorts. I just thought for some reason I'd take God and make sure I did not catch any feelings for you. So for now I'm glad we got up. It's sometimes nice to just feel thought of. Yeah. You were on track, then I got attached. Was too much for me to take. I ain't no Trojan. Thought if I own it, you wouldn't hang on certain lies. You always noticed I didn't know this. Now I've been left a step behind. I can give you something I intend to take back. See what it took for me to learn that. Simple things I miss. You felt like a gift and ended up on a floor. But that was dumb, out of sorts. I just thought for some reason I'd take God and make sure I did not catch any feelings. That was dumb, out of sorts. I just thought for some reason I'd take God and make sure I did not catch any feelings. That was dumb, out of sorts. I just thought for some reason I pray God and make sure I did not catch any feelings for you. So to myself as a precaution, at the time it seemed so important. Yeah, bounce back, I doubt that. But you don't love me by the way.
That was So by Ama. I just got put on to her today. That was, shoot, that was heat. That was heat. That was fire. And then before that was Crack the Code by Joyce Rice. And then before that, like I said, Chris Brown and Leon Thomas with Fallen. Lord, that was, like, again, I don't like it. I'm sorry, y'all. This is my hot take. Please don't think of me as a bad person. I don't like what he's done in the past, and if he's still doing well, I don't like what he's done in the past, but the music hits. The music hits. I especially with Leon Thomas, it definitely was good. But we gonna keep this rolling because I really got to get to this hot topic, because it's very personal to me. Personal. But we're going to go into the pop route. I'm going to keep y'all listening because I got, again, some heat for y'all. All right. Because this is the What the J-File New Music Fridays on 90.5 FM and Digital WMUC. Let's go.
Butterflies, wanna text you all the time. I can't help that I feel like this. Talking to you, staying up all night. Yeah, he knows something ain't right, but it's innocent till we kiss. In a gray zone of morality, feeling dangerous when you're calling me. Something about the secrecy of us that it hits me like reality. I can lose him to a fantasy. It ain't heartbreak, but it still hurts enough. Oh, baby.
Like you and me are not the same. When I heard you on a boombox in blue, I guess I'm no hate. Always knew that I would make it Disney Channel. Make it to the bed and tell them I'm a trans girl. Now I'm in the Sony office with the cup around my ankle. Baby, can I see for you like Harry Potter? Should I get a flu?
like when my boobs out. I'm feeling fun, red in the face. Like I'm the sweetest bitch on stage. Girl, what's the move? Heard I'm in the news now. My lazy lion, I'm about to change your life.
Wanna go on a date sometime? Get some food.
What are you doing it for? Is it for you? Is it for them?
Madonna and Sabrina Carpenter with Bring Your Love, Cherry and Mariah the Scientist with Bottles and Lights, and before that was Zara Larsson and Ellie with Crush Girls Trip. Zara Larsson just released her new remix album of her early album of Midnight Sun, and that was, I've really enjoyed, they all, I hate when an artist says, oh, I'm about to remix something, I'm about to put a feature on this, and then just, they don't add anything new. It's just you got an artist to record on their phone and send you the audio clip. That's what I hate. So, yeah, Zara Larsson did that thing with her remix album. And Madonna and Sabrina Carpenter with Bring Your Love. Wow, definitely a dynamic. Sabrina debuted this song, Sabrina and Madonna, at her Coachella set the second weekend. And so it was very interesting seeing a new pop girl and an old pop girl singing. So I definitely want to see how this will do numbers-wise. I feel like people, I don't want to say people have, like, forgotten about Madonna, but, like, you know, as you get older, you kind of not die down, but it's weird. It's old. People are losing interest. Your fandom is losing interest. So I'm excited to see what this does for her. So I'm going to play these last couple of songs, these last two songs before we get into the nitty gritty. All right. Because this is the J Files New Music Friday. Let's keep this rolling.
You gon' hear me on the radio. Turn me on, you gon' see me on a TV show. Either way, go, I feel it that I let you know that you gon' get yours. But you lie to me, I know you're proud of me. But you cry for me, yeah. I know you're proud of me, cause I gotta be. Yeah, cause you gon' get yours. I'm a waking day, people treat me flawed. I gave my heart to the world and they turn it back, was flicking me off. I gave my heart to the trenches, they wanted me behind walls. I had to choose bars in the cell and either put bars in the song. They didn't know I was gifted, people were staring me wrong. I had a gift so I talked to God and he told me give him my all. They should've knew he was riding along. My heart cold, ain't no turning it on. But you turn on your TV or your radio for my songs. Turn me up, you won't hear me on the radio. Turn me on, you gon' see me on a TV show. Either way, go, I feel it that I let you know that you gon' get yours. Don't you lie to me, I know you're proud of me. Don't you cry for me, yeah. I know you're proud of me, that's how I gotta be. Yeah, cause you gon' get yours. I pray for poverty, can it be a commodity? I know you're proud of me, you should've knew I was destined. I told the doctor, said that's what I ought to be. I'm a trench baby, life get crazy and they won't see it. If you just maybe have faith, baby, I can make you believe it. The walls is caving in, my only option was fend for myself. I had the world against me, I can't let the music get put on the shelf. The top calling, I'm all in, I know the labels be sick to death. Got so many songs for them, but I keep them all for my health. Turn me up, you gon' hear me on the radio. Turn me on, you gon' see me on the TV show. Either way, go, I feel it that I let you know that you gon' get yours. Don't you lie to me, I know you're proud of me. Don't you cry for me, yeah. I know you're proud of me, that's how I gotta be. Yeah, cause you gon' get yours.
Away.
loud. But we're back. That was Northwest with, let me see if I can read this correctly, hashtag North Forever with a 0 and a number 4. And then before that was Carry the Weight by Halsey and Proud of Me by Toosie. All right, we ain't got time to be wasting. We're going to get into the hot topic. Let's do this. Oh, yeah, I like that sound. All right, we're going to do it. So, Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, has released last weekend. And so people have just been talking about it, as it has become the number one movie in the world today. And so Jafar Jackson, let me get it.
Michael Jackson's actual nephew.
Yes, Jennifer. Michael Jackson's actual nephew. Jafar Jackson, he played Michael. And so Nia Long played Michael's mom, and Coleman Domingo played Joe Jackson. And so basically, like I said, the movie has been getting a lot of critiques but also praises. My friend who saw it last weekend when it came out, he was saying it was really good, it was really great. But then I've heard a lot of critiques on TikTok and Instagram talking about how it wasn't the best, and because it was leaving a lot of plot holes in the story of Michael Jackson. And so I'm going to see it tonight, so take my thoughts with a grain of salt. But again, this is my show and you listening, so you know, yeah. Anyways, there's a lot of artists that have dropped their names to be discussed in the show. Diana Ross has left her, has filed to leave her name out of the movie. Janet Jackson has filed to leave her name out of the movie. And they also did not talk about Michael's later life in the movie. But I've heard, and I think it's confirmed, that they are making a second movie to this story. And so I have a lot of thoughts about this, because Michael Jackson, I said it was personal. Michael Jackson, Whitney, Prince, Aretha, those are my Mount Rushmores of like artists that have created the playing field of like artistry today. Whether it was vocally, whether it is performance wise, whether it's musically wise, they uphold the standard of what like music has grown into today. And so Michael Jackson, I remember listening young boy with my grandmother, she'll play some Michael, but Michael ain't even her time though, so she'll play me some. She love herself some Aretha Franklin, she love herself some The Gap Band. I really hold him dear to my heart, even though I always say that I think I'll talk about this next week when we do Hot Topic Speed Round. But Michael is a very important person in the music industry, period. And so I'm glad that it's getting the viewership, it's getting the money that they deserve. But I have some concerns when they tell me that they're leaving out Janet Jackson. How are you going to leave out Janet when Michael was a huge inspiration to Janet going to be one of the biggest names in pop as a female artist, as she is one of the most influential artists in pop in general, but also the pop girls right now. And so we're going to leave Janet out, which is odd. But then we're also going to leave out Diana Ross. And so I know there's a lot of controversy with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson's relationship because it's a lot of, like, you know, just unsavory things in terms of age differences and just that whole debacle. But with taking Diana Ross out, you're taking a huge pivotal moment between the Off the Wall era and Thriller, which was The Wiz, the musical, which Diana Ross starred as Dorothy and Michael Jackson was the Scarecrow. And that lifted him off even further, even though, well, actually, no, I won't say it lifted him off because honestly, in the moment, The Wiz, it didn't get that much viewership when it came out the first time. But then over time, it just got praised more and more and more. So I won't say that, but it was like, it was just a pivotal part. I know why I say it was a pivotal part. It was a pivotal part because that also had Quincy Wills. Quincy Wilson. But no, it had Quincy Jones in it who played the Tin Man. And so it's just that you can't just take out Diana and forget all that. I'm sorry. Quincy Jones did not play the Tin Man. That was on me. But she introduced them to. So which led to the Thriller era. And so I'm just like, that was one of my main concerns with this movie. And then lastly, again, I hope that they just have to talk about it. They just have to talk about the controversies that he faced when he got his skin bleached, after he got his nose job, the controversy with people felt like he was trying to take away his identity of being a black man, the whole Neverland situation, everything. But again, I heard that it's going to be in the next film, and they just have to talk about that because that's like, though I do love Michael, you can't take away the truth and the factual facts, especially when it comes to a biopic. That's just a hack. That's just a must. I'm gonna see it tonight with some friends. I'm not very, again, like the plot holes. I feel like it's just gonna throw me. But I'm excited because one, it's supporting a black movie, supporting black artists. Artistry, and like, you know, I'm an actor, so I support Comin Domingo. I heard that people hate him, so you know it's good. If you hate art, like, you know those my black folk notice when it comes to like The Color Purple, when it comes to the Madea family reunion, and you got that black man that everybody hates, you know you did a good job. And so I don't think I definitely don't think that they hate Coleman the way those other artists, but they said that he did a really good job, and I believe it. So I'm very excited to see that. Jafar Jackson, I believe that he took the time in to perfect Michael to the T. I not gonna lie, unpopular opinion, I wish that they just took the guy that did Michael the musical to do it, because I think I would assume he's had more time in the arts, in the craft. He's knows the music. He knows the he knows the personality. He knows the movements, not just dance wise, but just like embodying. That's the word, embodying him. And so, I think, again, I haven't seen the movie. I don't know. And I bet Jafar Jackson did put his whole foot in the performance. But that's kind of what I wanted. I don't think that looks really matter. I'm kind of like stance on that when it comes to these biopics. I don't need no white man playing Michael Jackson or white little boy playing Michael Jackson when he was a child in the Jackson 5. No. I'm good off that. Thank you though. But I definitely don't mean like to the T of resemblance. And so they tried that with Jafar Jackson, as like they put a whole bunch of prosthetics. They did that also with Joe Jackson, put a whole lot of prosthetics on him. And I just felt like Jafar looked more like Michael when he was younger and had his nose fuller than the prosthetics. I think the prosthetics looks cheap and trife, personally. Sorry. I think it looks trife. Now, Joe Jackson, maybe because I know and most people know what Coleman Domingo looks like, I'm just looking at, and every time I just see it, I'm just like, God, that nose is prosthetic as I don't know what. But then the thing is that he also does look like Joe Jackson. So I can't even hate. And then Nia Long looks like the mom too. So it's just like I'm not hating on the film. I think it's just a personal take of like I really didn't kind of want to watch it because of just the plots that they're holding out on, and how I feel like it does a disservice to his journey. I don't know. I'll see. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. It reminds me of this TikTok of this guy. They went to the movies, and so they were just like, they were just writing, he was just writing everything that was wrong with the movie, and it was just a long list, and I was like, dang. But it doesn't cloud my judgment, but what I was thinking. But I was just like, dang. But it's okay, because I'm going to sneak my Chipotle in. I'm going to get my burrito bowl, my chips, my Blackberry Izzy, and I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to have a blast with friends. It's going to be a good time. But ain't nobody ever touching I Stand 10 Toes Down This. Ain't nobody ever touching the New Edition biopic. That was a generational run right there. Even though it was long as I don't know what, because they literally had a movie. And if you don't know about it, they had a movie for every single episode. I think it was an hour and 30 minutes every time for every episode. And it was five. My God, that movie was long. But I think it was so good because it was to the T. And they went through every nook and cranny of the movie. And so Michael Jackson deserves Michael, Whitney, Aretha, though Jennifer Hudson did an excellent job, but Aretha, Prince, my God, these are artists that deserve the same treatment as the New Edition of an episode of like an hour and 20, 30 minutes to really get their story correct. But again, we'll see. We'll see. You know, like I said, I'm a sneak. My friend just texted me talking about, oh, respect my boy Quincy, and please don't play. I know of Quincy Jones. Now I don't know. I'm not gonna act like I know everything, but I do know he is a great producer and great artist with working with other artists, especially during the time. So don't play, Alan. Yeah, I shot you out. Yeah, you ain't gonna play with me. They all know you now. Jay Fowlers, go after him. Alan Gaskins, go. Anyways, all right. So thank you so much for listening this week. I'm sorry I forgot to post on my Instagram again, but next week I'm gonna definitely do it because it's the last one, best one. I'm so excited for the new music to play. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be the Hot Topic speed round. And I'm going to have a special guest to come on here to do a little healthy debate, to have some fun and to enjoy a full year of the J-Files. And so I'm so excited. So, yeah, so I appreciate y'all for the journey and listening. And